say, hankering for the undesirable and lamenting for the inevitable. These two are the natures of any conditioned soul in this material world. But actually, the hankering and lamentation that one undergoes actually depends on what inputs we give to our senses. When we are chanting the holy name in the morning, you will see, although we have five senses, we have only two prominent senses which actually deviate us from chanting, the eye and the ear. So it is said the distracted ears and the roaming eyes, and Krishna describes about them in Bhagavad Gita. He says, Dhyayato Vishyan Pumsaha, that is roaming eyes, and Vayur Navam Vambasi, that is distracted ears. So he says, even if one of the senses, roaming senses, comes in contact with the sense object, he says, then it can carry away a person like a boat that is unanchored, is carried away by the violent wind. So Vishwamitra had distracted ears. The result was, he was carried away. He heard some sound of some Nupur. He heard the sound. So he got distracted and finished. That was the end of his, you know, sadhana. After that, Menaka took better edge of him. Then after we got Shakuntala, he was lamenting, alas, how I have wasted all my life. And he came back. So, but it was a very long time that he had to waste. Similarly, the roaming eyes, Ajamila went for fetching some flowers for Lord's service, but he had roaming eyes. Roaming eyes very dangerous, because his roaming eyes saw something that made him fall down. And during the chanting, the other three senses, there is not much to worry about. Nobody is going to put a malpo in your mouth during chanting, unless you go to get some mahaprasad and eat. So there is not so much distraction of the tongue, or the skin, or the nose, isn't it? But these two senses are very prominent, eyes and the ears. That is why the whole media is based on these two senses only. You will see. Big, big billboards, which completely take over your eyes. And also not only the billboards, you find many LEDs which keep changing. Why they keep changing like this? Because the eye also wants variety. So when something is changing, then eye becomes attentive to that. You see? Similarly, sounds. Prabhupada was giving a lecture and there was a sound. Ding dong, ding dong, with the sound. And everyone, all the devotees, everybody was looking towards the door. Prabhupada asked, what is it? See, that's the sound. So, Prabhupada is giving this lecture in Toronto or something. So the devotee said, Prabhupada, it's an ice cream vendor. He said, Prabhupada said, see, ice cream is very bad for body. It's not very good for health, eating ice creams. But the ice cream vendor is making this sound, ding dong. Then immediately people hear the sound and they run there. And they contemplate on purchasing something that is not good for their health. Isn't it? Similarly, he said, Maya also is saying, ding dong, she is dangling so many things. He said, distracting us from our actual purpose of life. You see, by so many sounds and so many sights. So, you will easily see, make a special endeavor to ensure that your eyes and ears are not distracted during chanting. You will see a big difference in chanting. There will be a very big difference in chanting. We have to purposefully become indifferent to the things around. There may be so many things happening around. A crow may be croaking, making noise. Somebody may be passing by. So many things may be there, but we have to avoid distraction. That's the reason why in the temple hall we put all the pictures of Krishna's pastimes. Because they give uddipan. Uddipan means they give kind of, they give you extra consciousness spiritual consciousness to chant the holy name. You see Gajendra Moksha, you see Draupadi being saved by Krishna. When we put such pictures, that's the main reason. Ideally, we are not supposed to look around anywhere, but if we look around also, we get something positive. Positive input to the mind, which will inspire us to surrender to Krishna. That is the purpose of, sometimes in temples they put Radha Kund, Sham Kund, Giri Govardhan, you know, Goswamis, and Acharyas. Fine, that's the reason. If eyes are getting distracted, they should see something pure, so that their existing impurity will be cleaned up. So, the eyes and ears, they get distracted very easily, but they can be very thoroughly controlled only when they are overflooded with Krishna. That is why Krishna's name is Rishikesh. Rishikena, Rishikesha, Sevanam, Bhakti Ruchyate. So one is constantly hearing katha, Krishna's katha. You are, like with the eyes we read, with the ears we hear. So by regularly reading and hearing and reading and hearing, when there is an overflood of Krishna consciousness for the eyes and ears, and then gradually the poison within our mind is eradicated because of amrit flowing inside. This is like amrit varsha. Only thing is we should develop a taste for amrit. So the chanting of the holy name is also amrit. As it says here, it's aushadi. It's a bhava aushadi. When you take the amrit inside through the eyes and ears, it will completely eradicate the poison in the heart. And as the poison gets eliminated more and more, then the taste for drinking this amrit also will increase more and more. And the end result is what? One's eyes and ears become indifferent to the materialistic allurements offered by Maya. No more attraction after that. Even though they may be present. The presence of Maya's allurements doesn't disturb the devotee, just like Haridas Thakur was not disturbed. But till we come to that stage, one has to make deliberate attempt to flood the senses, especially eyes and ears, with Krishna. And by overdose of that Krishna dose, by the amrit, we have to destroy the avidya, which is actually the mala in our mind. So it is said that Shravanam and Kirtanam is exactly like a newborn baby drinking breast milk from the mother. Like the newborn baby is crying, kwa 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 kwa, isn't it? And the mother breastfeeds the child, then the child is peaceful. Similarly, chanting is actually calling. It's like kwa kwa calling, isn't it? And then when Krishna gives the opportunity to hear Srimad Bhagavatam and hear the holy name, then you become peaceful. That is actual milk. For a newborn child, what is the most nourishing thing for the newborn child? Mother's milk. Similarly for us, the most nourishing thing is hearing the holy name and hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. This is the only thing that will destroy the poison in our hearts. That is why the holy name has to be received within our ears with utmost care, and not allowing the ear to get distracted or eyes to roam. Harinam Prabhu ki. Let's offer our humble obeisances unto all the Vaishnava devotees of the Lord who are just like rosary trees, who are ocean of mercy and full of compassion for the body. Souls. Mantra Rupa Tarupya Shah.